Hello, hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome to the Luna Ashley Show. I'm Luna, your witchy BFF meets your online biz bestie. In this podcast, you're going to be getting all of the systems, the strategies, and the energetics that are necessary to build an aligned, heart-centered, six-figure business. So with that being said, pull up a seat, make yourself comfy, and we're going to deep dive into this episode. Hey guys, it's Luna, and we are going to be doing an industry generic training on this video. You might be listening to this on the podcast. If so, welcome. But we are going to be talking about codependency in social selling and answering the question, are you being codependent as a social seller? So we are going to break down three major things that I've seen in my, geez, what is it now? I think it's like 7 years. 7 years in this industry, from sucking at this industry to now having a ripple effect. I need to go check. I think it's like 40,000 humans. It's incredible, but so fortunate to be able to see the different dynamics and different leaders and to learn from different people. And one of the things that I can say that I see within this industry that is in need of some love, is in need of some nourishment, is in need of some healing, are the codependent threads. All right, I see this sabotage people's businesses. I see codependency, or the flip side of that, counter dependency, which we'll talk about here in a moment. I see both of those. And what ends up happening is it either sabotages a business, it can plateau a business. I've been there. This is something that I have to personally navigate. If anybody knows, like, you are someone who dances with codependency, you can let me know in the comments. If you're aware of this outside of business, I can almost guarantee you that this is going to be a thread for you within business. Now, some of you guys follow me for my empath tips, energy tips, etc. If you identify as a highly sensitive person, as an empath in business, what I will tell you is that the majority of empaths, highly sensitive people who I see, because that's my jam, I love mentoring you guys in business. I truly believe that we are here to help heal this industry. But one of the things that can really, really happen, and it comes from having this really big heart and really caring for people, is going into these either codependent or counter-dependent threads. So again, if you're watching this and you're like, I already know that's something for me, okay, cool. Here, we're gonna give you some solutions, right, for the different aspects that I see. So we're not just gonna be, you know, talking to talk. There's gonna be solution here for you guys as well. Okay, but I really want you to understand that social selling specifically, so many of you guys are attracted to this industry because it's a medium, not so much about the business, right? But it's a medium to heal, especially for you guys who are intuitive, especially for you guys who have a call to lead, who have a call to make some real change. This is a platform, social selling, A, where you get to do that, where you get to face judgment, where you get to face ridicule, like all of these things, and say, I'm here to help shift and change this industry for the better, okay? So those are the type of women, I work with a lot of women, I work with some men too, but that's what we're really united around, is that we want to shift and change this industry. And so I wanna bring you one of the tools that I have found, again, that can sabotage a business, personal life, etc., and then some solutions around that. So you can self-identify and say, okay, this is me, and I do need to implement some of these things, or maybe it's not you, and this isn't something that you tango with, which is awesome if so. So the first thing is this. If you are going to your team leader, if you are going to whoever it is that your mentor is, after you've gone through, and I should back up, I'm speaking to you guys who have solid launch programs. Are there companies out there where it's like you join and you're dropped? It's like, okay, yeah, they are. They're out there. I've been in them before. Okay, where it's like, figure it out. Write a list of 100 people and spam them. That's not what I'm talking about. There are amazing companies out there, okay? There are incredible ones. One of the signs is that A, you have solid training in place. So I'm talking about this topic with the assumption that you have went through solid training. You are not being asked to cold message. Attraction marketing is being implemented, and there's a lot of great leaders in the space who are teaching that way. Okay, so first off, if that's not you, that's a separate live. Feel free to ask me questions. That's a separate thing though. But given that, right, you're in an organization, you're in a company, and you have solid training. You went through the launch plan, right? You, or whatever it's called. Sometimes it's called a launch plan, sometimes they'll call it, your intro training, whatever. Let's say you've been through that, and as part of that, leaders, right, there needs to be, this is what you do. Like, this is how you work a social selling business. This is what it looks like. This is how you get better, training, etc. So, given that that is there, if you are saying things such as, I need you, right, team leader, to tell me each day what to do, this is very much rooted in lack of self-trust, especially when you have a plan in front of you. Like, okay, this is how we grow our social network. When you're someone like me and you don't have any influence when you first started and you didn't know a lot of people and it was just like, a few friends that you knew in real life, right? You're following the plan, you're implementing this. So if you're saying things like, again, I need you to tell me what to do. And team leaders, let me tell you, it's on both sides. There are leaders who literally will just sit like different things every day. And this is why people will say that it can get overwhelming. Well, leaders, you got to look at how you're leading. Are you making it seem like here's this list of 15 different things and it changes every single day and it's going to take up all of this like time and effort and all of this, right? So you can create that too as a leader. If you're just making up random stuff and doing different runs and whatever, and it's all changing all of the time, you've got to think like, okay, this is going to confuse people. This is going to create codependency. That is going to create people saying, I need a list of 15 things to do because I don't know what to do because yesterday it was different and the day before it was different, and I need you to tell me. Okay, so leaders, if you're listening to this, which I know some of you come back, you're like, I love your lives, right? Side note, if you enjoy my stuff and you're one of the silent people, you guys know who you are, okay? All I'm gonna ask is that you at least, when the conversation comes, who helps you in social selling? Who do you watch? Who are you learning from? That you share the name, right? Maybe you tag some friends in this video, okay? That's all that I ask. Okay, so with that, we really need to be anchoring in to trust of self, that you do know what to do. So when this voice comes forward and is like, I don't know what to do. It's like, okay, well, do you have a launch? Do you have what we call the daily method of operation? We just did our training on this last night as a refresher, okay? So if you're on that, you can let me know, right? We just did that and it's like, right? And so leaders, you need to be refreshing that and literally saying, hey, it's simple. It's these three things consistently with the time that you're wanting to put into your business, which also leaders, not everybody wants to work a full-time social selling job. Some people just want to be very part-time, which is fine. Okay. So I really want you to examine if you are looking to someone else to tell you what to do. That again, it's very employee mindset versus I'm coming in as really the head of my business, which is what you have done when you decided to start a social selling business. You said, I'm starting this business and I'm going to be someone who takes personal responsibility for learning, implementing, showing up, etc. Again, not saying necessarily full-time, whatever, right? But if you're someone who says, I want to be part-time, I want some extra diaper money, I want some extra gas money, I want to put in, a couple hours a week, okay, well, then you should be showing up fully for those couple hours a week. All right. So with that, again, I want you to self-reflect. Are you looking to other people to tell you what to do? And if that's not happening, are you going, well, no one's telling me what to do? It's very, I'm just gonna say, it's very victim mentality. That's very like, no one's telling me what to do today. Like, you again are the head of your business and stepping into that and saying, okay, like, I have my plan. Have I done my plan? Have I done my plan for the day? Okay, so that's the first thing. All right, second thing. Second thing, and this isn't in the title, but the flip side of codependency is being counterdependent. And this looks like I'm never going to ask for help. This looks like, well, maybe you just heard what I said, and so what you're thinking is, well, I can't reach out and ask questions. No. But that is a sign that there are some dependency threads, and now it's like you're shifting on this kind of like, picture the pendulum, right? And you're swinging wildly to this other side of, I just have to do it on my own. I just have to figure it out. This would look like not showing up to trainings. This would look like when you need help, not reaching out and asking. This would look like telling yourself that if you can't figure it out on your own, well, then you just suck, right? That you've been doing it for whatever, right? This is usually a story. Well, I've been doing this for, and the time limit doesn't matter. I've had people literally tell me, like, I've been doing this for like a week. Like, I should have 50 customers by now. And like, maybe they have 7, which is like incredible, right? Or it could be like years, and they'll put a time, is the point, right? Like, okay, well, I've been doing this for whatever, and I suck because insert whatever. And it can be different here. It could be, I don't have a big enough following. It could be, it's something, which is a limiting belief. If you want my limiting belief busting guide, you can comment limiting belief. But that is a thread, especially if it's like this precipice of, I'm holding back, I don't want to ask. Again, it's the counter side of codependency. You've become counter dependent. One of the ways to bust through this that I always like to coach those on my team with, again, it's something codependency and counter dependency that I have to navigate. Okay, so I tend to attract people who have this going on. All right, so again, not to throw you under the bus, not to anything like that, because I'm right here with you. I'm just sharing with you guys the tools that help me. So if you're not in my organization, something that I like to coach those who work with me around this on is, I want you to ask yourself if the question that you have in your mind when you begin to team build, if that same question, if that same, like whatever it was, maybe it's about posting or, you know, what's going on, I need to troubleshoot with my business, right? If you weren't asked that question, like, is it something that you would want them, right, your future team to ask you? And like 10 out of 10, it's like, of course, yes, I would want to support them. So then you have to self-reflect and say, well, why am I not modeling leadership, right? By asking my team leader, right? Whatever it is, right? And this I found comes back to a lot of core issues of worthiness, of for some people it's like not wanting to be seen. And again, it's saying, I'm gonna pull up my big girl panties, you're a business owner now, right? And saying, listen, I have a question I'm gonna ask you. So we can just get so in our head. Like, this is my question, I need some feedback. Now, I'm not saying to not GTS it, right? Google that, right? For sure, use your resources. You know, there's so many, right? I mean, obviously you want to do those things. So a great example would be if you're going to like your team leader and being like, how do I make a Facebook post, right? They're like, if you're on Facebook, you probably know how to make a Facebook post, but that is something that we can easily Google, right? And how to make a Facebook post. That's a very different question than how do I navigate some type of leadership, whatever, up-leveling, I'm feeling a plateau, what would you recommend? Like, that's a very different question. Okay, so again, if this is you and you're like, well, I'm struggling to reach out, stop that noise, stop saying that to yourself. Stop saying, well, I'm struggling with, or I'm in a funk, or I'm in what, like, stop it. Stop saying that shit to yourself. That's part of the problem, right? And shifting, that's another thing. You can use the same tip. Would you want your future team or current team to be having those same self-deprecating thoughts that you are having? And if the answer is no, right, it's okay. You're human. Like, things are gonna happen. You're gonna have thoughts. But as soon as you become aware of it, it's like, okay, like, thought? You need to take the back seat, and this is what we're thinking, that I'm going to reach out, that I'm awesome, that I'm worthy, that I've done X, Y, and Z to figure this out, and I'm gonna ask a question, like, duh, obviously, all right? So with that, really want you to kind of look and say, okay, have I become counter-dependent, and now I'm not asking, now I'm not reaching out, now I'm not whatever, right? And you have to constantly, I would say you have to, I don't like those words, but I'm gonna suggest if you're like, oh, this is resonating, this is definitely a thing for me, like I can do this swinging from the codependent to counter-dependent, that you do some self-reflection, right, monthly at least, to go, okay, where am I at right now? Have I swung into wanting somebody to do everything for me, blaming my team leader if whatever, right? Whatever happens, it's their fault. They're not leading the way I need to be led, right? That would be one example. Or are you kind of like over here on the other side, I'm just gonna do it all on my own. I'm not gonna ask questions. I have it figured out. I am perfect, right? Nobody's perfect. Both of these are not very yummy places to be, okay? So if you think about this as like one and this is 10, we're really looking for what is 5, 6, and 7. What does that look like in your business, okay? So simple solution to this is getting your team leader's inbox and ask questions. I know for me, I have very good boundaries. And if somebody asks a question where I'm like, hey, like, well, what does that training say about this? Or hey, let me point you over here to this resource. Let me, whatever, like, what did you think about that? What are you gonna implement from that? So team leaders as well, this kind of goes into our third one, all right, is that you are not the savior, okay? You are not the person to like descend upon the clouds and illuminate all of the people and save everyone. And some of you guys, you're actually like in a plateau or whatever, because you think you have to have all the answers. You think that when somebody asks you a question, or if they're not asking you, right, that means you suck. Well, why didn't they ask me? Or why did they get it when someone else said the exact same thing? This, again, these are all threads that have to do with this codependency, counterdependency. So again, I want you to really look at, am I thinking that I have to have all of the answers? This is one of the first things that my mentor really modeled really well, is when I would ask questions, she'd be like, well, that's a good question. Like, I'm not sure. Like, let's figure out how to find the answer to that, right? And ask yourself, how comfortable are you saying, I'm not sure? Let's figure out the answer to that together. Is that something you would say to somebody when they reach out to you? Another thread on here, if some of you are gonna be like, oh yeah, like I'm fine with that. How are you when, say, a customer messages you and maybe you're getting ready to have family time, right? Or maybe you're getting ready to go live. I was literally just talking to a friend, right? And we were having a conversation kind of about product, but not really. And I was like, hey, like I gotta go live. Like, and she was very respectful of that. Right now, have I had people who've not been? Absolutely, but those aren't my people. I'm here for people who want to respect my boundaries as a human being before business owner. You see what I'm saying here, guys? It's about you respecting your own time and understanding that you don't have to be constantly available to people, that you get to truly have, this is what we mean by time freedom, right? You don't have to be tied to your phone. You get to say, these are the hours that I'm available, and these are the hours that I am not. And that goes not only for your customers, but it also goes for your team. Some of you guys need to have hours, right? Where it's like, I answer within, like, these are the times when I'm answered and focused on whatever task it is. And if it's outside of that, if somebody can't respect that, love ya, peace, okay? Boundaries are, they're so key for those of us who vacillate between this counter dependency and codependency. Why? Because we have big hearts, and otherwise we would stay there on our phone helping people until we're burnt out. And some of you guys have done it, like myself, right? Where it's just like, okay, and then what happens if you don't recognize this is that you'll blame social selling or you'll blame hustle culture instead of looking within and saying, wow, I really needed to strengthen my boundaries. I really needed to say to myself that these are the hours I'm available and not push my own boundaries and take radical responsibility for the business that you started, okay? So again, these are three things. I give you some solutions around each one where you can look and you can identify. And here's the next thing, I just feel really called to say this. You do not have to have this shit all figured out to work your business. Because that's the next thing some of you guys are gonna say, well, it's because I'm codependent, or it's because I'm counterdependent. What, I gotta figure it out. I gotta do the healing work, I gotta do the Reiki. What, like, I get it, I'm Reiki master. Like, I understand that. It is absolute bullshit to say that you can't be working through something and also work your business. It just is, okay? So pull your big girl panties up, buttercup, all right? And be aware that it is something that you're navigating through, but that you can absolutely still navigate, still work your business, and do these two things at the same time. It's coming up because it's time, and you are ready, and you are capable, and you are qualified. And again, that comes back to the self-trust and trusting yourself and no one else. No one else has to do this for you, and you don't have to do it all on your own, and that yes, you can, again, navigate these things and work your business. All right, love you guys, and I will see you on the next live. Bye, all.